This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. February 8th, with registration beginning at 9:30 a.m., the Medford Lions and P-Town Saloon are hosting the P-Town Snowshoe Event. There's going to be food and refreshments starting at 9:30 a.m., a bonfire for your enjoyment, basket raffles, cash raffles, Lions raffles all afternoon, music for your enjoyment all day, and much, much more. There's age groups for those ranging from 11 to 20, 21 to 40, 40 to 60, and 61 and up. And there's a snowshoe event for kids up to 10 years of age on Saturday afternoon. Once again, this is happening February 8th over at the P-Town Saloon, with registration beginning at 9:30 a.m. and the race beginning at 11 a.m. With all the activities available to them, many young people spend much of their free time online. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Whether it be watching videos, playing games, or texting friends, they get caught up in the fun and may not know what to be aware of. There is a new program to help young people stay safe online. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
We know young people spend a lot of time online, and they are a higher age group for falling victim. But the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, has started a new program called UVille that can help parents and educators teach kids ages 8 to 12 about privacy and online safety.
The cost to use the program is very reasonable, and the information will be interesting to the child learning about online safety.
It's free, it's standards-based, and that's important for education and learning, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that can be really engaging and fun. It overall consists of 12 lessons, activity sheets, posters, and other free materials.
Michelle Reinen says that UVille can be used anywhere to help inform a young person.
It can, again, be used by parents or in different classrooms, libraries, after-school care programs, youth groups. So there's a lot of possibilities here that it might be useful for individuals to take a look at this. And especially, like I said, could be entertaining and learning at the same time.
You can find this informational program by going to consumer.ftc.gov and then search for UVille. Also, if you or a child has been scammed online, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
Tuesday, January 28th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Medford campus of the North Central Technical College is hosting a mine safety class. This course is provided by MSHA-approved instructors and covers 8 complete hours of mine health and safety topics, including first aid, current MSHA changes, miners' rights, and other relevant topics. Attendees will come from the mining industry, suppliers, vendors, and contractors to the mining industry, logistics companies that do truck driving at mine sites, gravel pits, quarries, and companies that do excavation at mine sites for aggregate. Once again, this is happening Tuesday, January 28th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1001 Progressive Avenue in Medford. A familiar name has become a member of the Wisconsin Legislature. Lisa Hale has the story.
The 107th session of the Wisconsin Legislature kicked off Monday with the inauguration of new state lawmakers. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley swearing in the new members of the State Assembly.
On a lighter note, I will note that Benjamin Franklin has joined the Wisconsin Assembly. So I would be remiss in not adding a fourth quote, words of wisdom to guide you all in your work. Well done is better than well said.
Benjamin Franklin is a new assembly member from De Pere. The Republican represents the 88th Assembly District covering De Pere, Alloway, Bellevue, and a small part of Green Bay.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime. It's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking to hit the theaters this weekend, here are some options for your viewing pleasure. The biggest or widest release this weekend will be Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, starring Gerard Butler, who returns as Big Nick. In Den of Thieves 1, Butler's character was part of an elite LA County task force chasing a heist crew. In Chapter 2, he somehow finds himself in Europe on the hunt for Donnie Wilson, played by O'Shea Jackson Jr., who also returns from the first film. Seems a little out of a local cop's jurisdiction, but when your name is Big Nick, plausibility story loopholes are acceptable. There are no reviews yet, so proceed with caution. Depending where you live, you can check out the movie Better Man, a sort of a biopic about British pop star Robbie Williams, whose character is portrayed by a monkey. I don't understand it either, but the film is getting rave reviews from critics and audiences. Another film opening wide this weekend is the Indian film Game Changer, an action flick starring international box office draw Ram Charan. Let's go to the movies. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but 2 notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague, Lisa Kudrow, made news the other day when she appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with some light snow developing this afternoon. Our high today right around 22. Tonight, more light snow. Overall, it's not going to be much. We're looking at a dusting at best, less than a half inch for sure. Our low tonight, 13. Tomorrow, cloudy, flurries, 19. Could see more light snow by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it is 7.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.